Welcome to the Covenant of Peace radio broadcast, the teaching ministry of Pastor Blair Bradley. This program is dedicated to bringing you the glorious truth of God's Word, one verse at a time. We are living in powerful days, and we are seeing tremendous changes in our lives, our culture, our nation, and in the church. So now more than ever, we have a great need to exercise spiritual discernment and to know what the Bible teaches about the important issues that we all face today. So let's join Pastor Blair as he continues our study on the Word of God.
Welcome again, my beloved in Jesus Christ. We're continuing our verse-by-verse journey through the Epistle of Hebrews, and today I want to continue to look at what the writer of Hebrews taught about how God speaks to man. So let's open our Bibles and read Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 again together. God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the world. Now, we're continuing to look at what the writer of Hebrews is discussing here in these two verses by looking at the various ways that God used to speak to man under the first covenant or the old covenant versus the much more superior way that God speaks to man through the new covenant. Last time we were talking about the two sources of divine revelation, and I want to continue in that vein again on today's broadcast. The Bible teaches that there are two ways or two sources of divine revelation. These are the two methods by which God reveals Himself to mankind. First, we have what is called general revelation. General revelation is God's own creation itself. God's creation, the things that God made, testifies to man about God. For example, let's turn and read David wrote in Psalm 19, verses 1 and 2. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of His hands. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. So from this passage, we can see that the Bible teaches that God's own creation does three things. Number one, it declares. Number two, it tells. And number three, it reveals. Now, these three verbs are simply other ways to say that God's creation shows or displays certain qualities or certain aspects of God's own character and nature. Now, notice very carefully that the creation does not boast about itself. The Bible doesn't say that the heavens talk about its own glory, but that the heavens tell, they shout, they testify, they broadcast, they announce the glory of God. So creation reflects the glory of its maker, not its own glory. Now this declaring, this telling, this revealing is nothing more nor less than worship. So even though things like the heavens and the firmament and night and day are inanimate objects, they are nonetheless constantly worshiping God by declaring and telling and revealing the glory and knowledge of God to all and who stand and observe them. And it is noteworthy to say that all of creation conducts this worship 24 hours every day and 7 days every week with absolutely no rebellion at all. And all of creation does this, except man, who lives and operates in continuous and hostile rebellion to God and the things of God and withholds his worship that rightfully belongs only to God. In fact, one of man's main efforts all throughout his life is to rob God of the glory that only belongs to God and steal that glory for himself, committing spiritual high treason in the process. A pagan who has little or no education can stand and look at a mountain or a river or the stars or the precise order of the created universe, and he will come away with the observation that only God can do this. Only God is worthy of his worship and service. In fact, the Bible teaches that the general revelation of God that comes from the testimony of creation is so powerful so unarguable, so pervasive in the universe, that every single human being on earth is held accountable and will be judged for not worshiping and serving the one true living God. In other words, the Bible boldly teaches that the general revelation of God that can be easily observed from the testimony of the glory of God that is declared, showed, and uttered from creation is so overwhelmingly obvious that God is going to judge those who live their lives and observe creation and yet did not bow their knees and worship this great God. Please turn with me and read Romans 1, verses 18 through 32. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural, and in the same way also the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men, committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind, to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, envy, full of evil, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. Now, people ask me all the time, but Brother Blair, these people didn't know. They didn't see God. They didn't understand. How could a loving God send people to hell if they didn't know? And there are two answers to that question. First of all, the Bible says that they do know. I want you to read Romans 1, 18 through 20 again with me. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. Now, what is Paul teaching here, but in verse 18, but that these people know, they do know. But then he goes on to say that they don't care. They don't like what they see. They don't like what they see with their eyes. They don't believe it. They don't want it. So this is far worse than not knowing. The Bible says that everybody on earth absolutely does know. They know, but they don't like what they know. They don't love what they know. And so they refuse to submit to what they know. And so they rebel against what they know, and they suppress the truth, and they exchange the truth of God for a lie. That's not because they don't know. This is not a lack of information. This is because their heart is dark. And in their refusal to bow, in their refusal to obey, in their hardened hearts, the Bible says that they suppress the truth that they already know to be true. And they suppress the truth in, by, and through their own unrighteousness. But how in the world does Paul teach that they know the truth? I want you to read verse 19 one more time. Because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. You see, the Bible says that God is good and that God absolutely shows or reveals himself to every man. But how did God show or reveal himself to everyone? Through the general revelation of what has been made, by the declaration and the telling and the revealing that is broadcast 24 hours every day and 7 days every week by God's own creation. Now read verse 20 again. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. In other words, Paul is teaching right here that since the very creation of the universe, the invisible attributes of God Almighty, and he lists two of them for you, God's own eternal power and God's own divine nature, have been clearly seen by all of the people who were made. And so it is not true, as so many say, that God is hidden from people. No, no. The Bible teaches that these invisible attributes of God are not obscure at all. Paul said they are clearly seen. And then he said they are clearly understood by us. And this is so true, and this is so obvious, and this is so pervasive, that the result of all of this is that from the general revelation of God that can be received very easily from creation, no human being on the face of the earth has any excuse at all as to why they did not bow before this great God and worship and serve him. Now look at the end of verse 20 again. So they are without excuse. So the fact that the overwhelming majority of the human race does not bow and worship and serve the one true living God from what can be seen and known from the general revelation of creation does not in any way diminish their requirement to do so. And it does not in any way relieve them of their responsibility to do so. And it in no way eliminates the eternal damnation of their souls because they do not do so. The fact that man can be so rebellious, so evil in his heart, so wicked in his imagination, so hard-hearted, that they would ignore and reject and refuse the clear and obvious and consistent revelation of the glory of God that is being declared and revealed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all around us, is not a testimony that God should have done something more to make himself known. No, no. This is a clear testimony of the condition of man's own darkened heart. And so the second answer to that question is that if you are really burdened about those that you feel have not heard and do not know, well, then perhaps God is calling you to the mission field so that you can go and tell them. And in that case, I would encourage you to stop everything you're doing, sell all that you have here, and go to those people and preach the gospel to them so they will know. Because as pervasive as general revelation is, the second type of revelation is even better. And Lord willing, we're going to look at that on the next broadcast. But I've got to stop right here. So please join me on the next broadcast as we continue our journey through the Epistle of Hebrews. May God help us all.
Dear friends, if this radio broadcast of line upon line, precept upon precept teaching of God's holy word is a blessing to you, will you prayerfully consider supporting us financially? We want to increase our exposure here on the Gulf Coast through more radio stations and through the Internet. Would you pray about coming alongside of us and help us do that to God's glory? For further information about how you can partner with us in seeing the gospel triumph in our area, or to receive a copy of today's broadcast, go to our website, www.covenantofpeace.net. Until next time, May the peace of God keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.